Starting off with high school basketball, we had a couple games for you last night here on KJAN. The Atlantic Trojans girls basketball team held close to Class 4A number one Glenwood early, but the Rams pulled away as the game progressed for a 68-52 win for Glenwood. It was 15-14 Rams after the first quarter. They stretched that lead to 8 by halftime and then ballooned that up to 16 by the end of the third, as Glenwood got 17 points from Madison Camden, 16 from Jenna Hopp in their season-opening win. They looked much like a top-ranked team with good contributions from nearly everyone on the bench. The Rams will only get stronger with the return of senior Ellie Scarborough, who was out for the opener. Next up for the Rams is a home game against Denison Schleswig on Tuesday. Atlantic was led by 15 points from Haley Rasmussen, 11 from Lauren Nicholas. Atlantic will try to regroup from a tough opening week schedule with a trip to face the Griswold Tigers here tonight and then a road trip to Clarinda on Tuesday. For the Atlantic boys in the nightcap, they struggled in a number of area phases of the game and dropped their opener at home to Glenwood 56-41. Atlantic started the game hot with an early 9-1 lead and Glenwood racking up some fouls on key players. Atlantic led 13-7 at the end of the first, but that lead evaporated in the second. Glenwood got the first 6 points of the quarter to tie the game up, and then the Rams with a couple of big threes from Jamie Fritz to put them out in front. It was Glenwood 25-24 at halftime, and then Ryan Bloom erupted in the third. Bloom scored 12 of his 30 points on the night in that third quarter, and Glenwood took a 7-point lead by the end of the third and held Atlantic at bay most of the rest of the way. Bloom led all scorers with his 30-point night. Rams start the season with a win. They'll host Denison Schleswig next on Tuesday. Atlantic only had three players get in the scorebook. Dayton Templeton at 18, Skylar Hanlos was 17. Ethan Williams, the only other scoring contributor, was 6. The Trojans also had a rough night rebounding. Glenwood had a large number of multiple shot possessions. Atlantic falls to 1-1 on the season. They'll travel to Clarinda next, coming up on Tuesday night. And other high school basketball scores last night, starting off on the girls' side in Hawkeye 10 play. It was Denison Schleswig, a 53-46 winner over Kemper Catholic. Harlan beat Shenandoah 71-40. St. Albert 58-23 over Clarinda. In Western Iowa Conference girls' play, it was AHSTW 66-27 over Riverside. Griswold beat Heartland Christian 52-21. Logan Magnolia 57-43 over IKM Manning. Trainer was a 63-11 winner over Missouri Valley. And Underwood, a 53-26 winner over Tri-Center. In Rolling Valley action, Booyer Valley beat Arweva 56-35. Exira EHK, a 54-46 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Also, Glidden Ralston and Peyton Jourdain played, and Cam at West Harrison didn't have those final scores here pass along yet. Corner Conference, Fremont Mills a 60-46 winner over Essex. Sydney 51-31 over Stanton. In Pride of Iowa play, it was Central Decatur 55-49 over East Union. Lennox beat Bedford 48-39. Mount Air over Southwest Valley 55-35. Nottoway Valley beat Grandview Christian 52-40. Van Meter 51-18 over I-35. And Wayne topped Martinsdale St. Mary's 57-34. In other scores, ACGC a 70-39 winner over Madrid. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 74-31. Gilbert over Carroll 72-42. Panorama top Woodward Granger 56-22. West Central Valley a 60-33 winner over Ogden. Moving on to boys basketball scores. In Hawkeye 10 play, it was Clarinda 66-45 over St. Albert. Harlan beat Shenandoah 77-37. And Kemper Catholic was a 56-54 winner over Denison Schleswig. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW picked up a 69-35 win over Riverside. Trainer 71-36 over Missouri Valley. In Rolling Valley play, it was Booyer Valley 53-33 over Arweva. Cam topped West Harrison 61-40. Coon Rapids Bayard a 43-41 winner over Exira EHK. And Glidden Ralston at Peyton Jourdain last night there as well. No final on that one. In quarter conference play, it was Fremont Mills 81-30 over Essex, and Sydney beat Stanton 63-58. In Pride of Iowa action, Grandview Christian beat Nottoway Valley 82-64. Lennox 43-39 over Bedford. Mount Air topped Southwest Valley 64-44. And in other scores, it was ACGC, a 69-53 winner over Madrid. Carroll topped Gilbert 85-47. And Abraham Lincoln picked up a 74-28 win over Sioux City North. That's a look at some high school basketball scores from around the area last night. In high school wrestling, the Atlantic Cam wrestling team is off to a great start to the season. A night after taking down Underwood in an opening duel, the Trojans have won the Joe Fitch Invitational at Humboldt. Atlantic notched 236 points to edge out South O'Brien by 2. It was Humboldt finishing in third, then Emmitsburg, Forest City, Kemper Catholic, Pocahontas area, and then Applington, Parkersburg, Grundy Center. They're in the final spot. For Atlantic, they were led by three champion finishes. Ethan Fulman at 120 taking the title. Joe Weaver topped the podium at 126, and Caden Stutzman, the winner, at 170. Atlantic had a second-place finish from Clevi Johnson at 106. And they had a number of third-place finishers as well. Jared Armstrong at 160, Peyton Fewson at 182, and Devin McKay at 220, all finishing in third. So Atlantic Cam winning that Joe Fitch invite there in Humboldt. Moving on to some college sporting notes. In college hoops last night, Trey Burhouse scored 19 points as Northern Iowa easily beat NAIA school St. Ambrose 98-53. Noah Carter added 17 points while Bowen Bourne chipped in 16. James Betts had 14 points as well. Burhouse shot 4-6 from beyond the arc and grabbed 6 rebounds. And John Kerr led the Fighting Bees with 10 rebounds there in that game. And also reports out yesterday that UNI star guard A.J. Green is being evaluated for a hip issue, so we'll see what his status is moving forward there for the Panthers. In college football, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Illinois team that the Hawkeyes will play today has made big strides since the start of the season. The 24th-ranked Hawkeyes take on an Illini team that has won its last two games under head coach Lovie Smith.
Defensively, Coach Smith's got a strong background there. And that's been pretty consistent over the years, although I think they've changed a little bit. And they clearly know what they believe in offensively. They're doing a great job, especially running the football and then special teams. Same way there. So when you watch their tape, there's a lot of consistency. And it's very clear to me their players understand what they're being asked to do.
Ferentz says the return of quarterback Brandon Peters has made the Illini a different team.
All you got to do is look at their last time out when they had their quarterback back in and were able to do the things they wanted to do. They did them extremely well against a team that we really struggled to beat the other day. So it was a really impressive outing when they were over at Nebraska 2 weeks ago. That's the Illinois team that we're trying to get ready for right now.
We'll have that game for you today here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is kickoff in Champaign. The most successful regular season in program history comes to a close today at home when Iowa State hosts West Virginia. Ranked ninth in the playoff poll, the Cyclones capture sole possession of the Big 12 regular season crown with a win. The difference, according to Coach Matt Campbell, is winning the close games, something they were unable to accomplish last season.
It's continued growth in this program, and I think the young players and older players in our program, you know, took the lessons we learned a year ago, navigated the landscape, and then said, where can we continue to go and improve?
Campbell says it's been improvement in all areas. Senior defensive back Lawrence White says the Cyclones expect another close game.
You know, great team. A lot of talent across the board. You know, they got a great receiving corps, in my opinion. You know, they play hard. They play all four quarters. You know, and it's going to be a real good game.
White says the 5-3 Mountaineers provide a tough test.
It comes down to our precision. You know, we got to be precise and, you know, and just do what we do and let everything take care of itself. But West Virginia, a really good team, you know, show up on film. You know, and it's going to be a real interesting matchup.
That'll be a 2:30 kickoff here this afternoon from Jack Trice Stadium. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.